My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's first scammer, Flory, is back and gets right to work shaking Davin down for money. Then we go to Davin's other scammer, the former Agnes, now Belinda. And with that, Davin wants her to remove her fake Facebook profile page. So listen and enjoy.
All right, so we're going to start with Flory this week.
Oh.
Because when we last left off with Flory, we're doing it chronological. Now, Flory is my first scammer and my stupid scammer.
She's so dumb.
But she actually caught on to the fact that I put this on my website, davincomedy.com, and there was a picture of her, which is not her, it's some girl. Whatever, and I called her a scammer, so I had to use my pimp hand and talk myself out of that.
Yeah, but she's stupid enough that she believed
of course
that you were scamming her.
Well, now listen, she wants money. First, she needed it to get out of the country because she was brought up on murder charges.
Yeah.
Now it's just for her phone or computer so we can chat.
I'm glad things got better.
She's very subtle. So let's get through Flory.
Okay.
Boy, she's dumb.
This is December 15th. Joe does not like her at all.
No.
Joe likes my other scammer much better.
Well, I like her better. She's nice.
December 15th. Honey, why do you keep on treating like this? Honey, you promised to send me money, and yet you haven't done anything.
Hold on. She shakes you down right off the bat, huh? Hi, how do you do?
I take out the niceties because you don't have the patience for it.
Oh, okay.
I take out the, hey, how you doing?
See, now he does what you want, and now you're like, wait, where's all the bullshit?
There's no pleasing me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, certainly. I had to leave the country. Now, real Davin was in Aruba.
Oh, yeah, so you're really...
I don't lie. She goes, why? To where? I go, work. Found out after we spoke the other day. Been super busy. Now remember, kids, I'm a fluffer, besides being a comic.
Takes a good steady hand.
She goes, so what are you trying to say? I go, I'm saying I'm working.
Stupid.
So, honey, you can't send me the money? I go, not now, I can't. Sorry. Honey, it's unfair. Why can't you look for someone to give it to? Send to me.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I go, I'm so sorry that my boss has me working nonstop. How inconsiderate of him. I'll be sure to raise your protest with him when I see him.
That's what she said?
No, that's what I said.
Oh.
He's like, but he's being sarcastic and she won't get it.
She goes, honey, get to think about it. It's been a little long you promised me this money. It doesn't make any sense at all being come out day and day to my friend apartment always to chat with you. I think my friend is getting nervous about that.
Exactly.
Well, your friend's an English teacher.
Yeah, really.
I go, I don't know what you want me to say, Flory. I'm sorry. I'm out of the country and my days are filled with work. I need to get a lot of money as quickly as possible to get my kids out of the orphanage. That is my priority. Well, because remember, Big Pippa Pump shot me.
Oh, that's right.
Big Pippa Pump got sent away. I couldn't take care of the kids. I was recovering and, you know. I go, you're a big reason why you're there. I'm sorry this is inconvenient for you, but that is my reality. She goes, it's okay. Every single day you hood blames on me.
I'm sorry, translation?
I don't know. I go, no, Flory, it is my reality. I wouldn't bring it up, but you question why I have to work. This is the reality. If you can't be patient, then wait for me, and I will do what I can for you. If you can't, then I understand it. Nice knowing you. It is that simple. She goes, besides, I told you last time that I'm planning how to come over to the state to meet with you. Now you change the whole topic. I don't truly believe you felt for me the I do felt for you.
And I do feel, you have to be really emotional about that.
You're right, Joe.
I do feel.
Flory, my job is volatile. I had no idea when we were speaking. If you can wait, then please do. If not, I understand. It was unintentional, I assure you. She goes, okay, when should I write you message again? You can write me whenever you wish. I respond in my free time, which is not plentiful. She goes, it will be on Monday again. I go, okay, Flory, have a nice weekend. I'm sorry you are displeased. And that was Flory.
She is.
And that was Flory. Now let's get to the main event, kids.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Agnes, who became Belinda.
Yes.
Now, we've been 6+ months at this time talking. Right before she was to get the money, because I was going for my divorce, the next day, she came clean.
Yeah.
She told me that she's not the woman in the picture. It was all a ruse.
Tactic.
Yeah. Blew my mind when he said that. That she said, oh, no, my name's not Agnes.
Tactic.
It's really Belinda. And I'm sorry I lied to you, but I was nervous. And I didn't want you to go away. Like all the catfish say.
So we went back and forth. I threatened her because I have people in Africa. I threatened that they would kill her.
Yes.
I didn't threaten voodoo this time.
No, I. You know what? Sorry about the black magic when I'm down.
Well, she made me give it up. She made me promise one.
She's got to go to a priest. Yes. And didn't you? You good boy.
I did go to a priest, and then I was talking to a rabbi. It's been a whole fucking convoluted thing. Anywho, so that was last week. And then I said, well, you know what you need to do? You need to go on your fake Facebook profile and admit what you did to everybody. Come clean. Because there was like 150, 100-something guys on there.
Being scammed by her.
Exactly.
Being pulled in and thinking that's the real girl.
And Joe, and now Pip is more the real feeling that she is really coming clean. Joe is part that this is all part of the next level of the scam.
Here's the deal. Right here, where you asked her to go on and change, all, you know, tell everybody that she's a scammer, that's her bread and butter. It's her bread and butter. So this, if she does it, it's kind of key. It kind of changes, it kind of sets the bar for where this is going.
It would be a game changer, don't you think?
Yeah, if she did this, maybe you got a point. Maybe it's love. If she didn't,
it certainly is.
It's just another way to get you. Because why would you, you can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Because 150 guys or whatever.
150 guys, that's a lot. That's money to them.
Yeah.
That's money to them. These lonely guys that are sitting out there, you know, talking with them, that's money that she's losing.
Now, I also told her she needed to create a new account with her.
Right.
All right. So we'll pick up.
Okay.
Finished doing my laundry and about finishing creating the new account. This is my new email account. She gave me the new one. Mm-hmm. It's her name at yahoo.com.
Okay.
New account. I go, are you going to put the message on the old one? And I go, what about shybear0337? That was her scamming email, which we know she scammed from.
Yes.
Who I actually talked to her as a Nigerian man. Mm-hmm. And at the time, she didn't know it was me. I was talking to her as somebody else.
And I talked to her when I was a dull American man, Scott Walker. And I didn't get a lot of play because my character was very dull. But she did write to me with that email.
And now Joe's girlfriend, who I set him up with, also had an email, sweetwoman0337, mm-hmm. which was the last four numbers. Okay. She goes, yes, that's old news, hon. I go, what does 0337 mean? She goes, it means nothing, really. I go, it has to mean something. She goes, it just helped me remember my email. I go, how does a number which means nothing help you remember?
Good point.
She goes, it's a number that sounds really simple to me. That's why I used it. I go, okay.
I must sound really simple to you to buy that bullshit, but whatever.
123 is a simple number. That's not a simple number.
It was taken by you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.